Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Throughout history, many believers have experienced the tangible presence of God, but it kind of comes and goes. My guest is experiencing the presence of God 24/7. She says this is normal, and you can experience it too. Would you like to learn?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Now, I want you to know that my guest, Heidi Baker, is a very different type of believer. So different than most of the believers that you and I know. But there is a problem. She's the normal one. Guess what that makes? No, never mind. But anyway, Heidi, I've just been observing you, but it's hard to believe. You were in Mozambique, Africa, and served the Lord a year, totally burned out, pneumonia, against doctor's orders, and I'm sure you didn't feel like it. Your husband had been to the Toronto Airport Church, had such a transformation that as miserable as you were, I mean, what did the doctors say if you went to Canada?
Well, I was very, very ill in the hospital, hooked up to IVs, and they said you could die. And my husband was so totally transformed that he said he'd sell his camera to get me there. And I knew that had to be God. And I ended up getting to California, going back in the hospital when I landed on a stopover, pulled the IV out again, and made my way to Canada.
Yeah, you know what you sound like? You sound like the woman the Bible has with the issue of blood. Nothing was going to stop you from getting there. And it was a divine appointment because you got radically touched by God. Tell me what happened there.
The first thing that happened was I was offended by everything. I was offended by it all. And I'm a theologian, and I didn't appreciate the theology or any of it. I was looking at the people. I was just, it had a bad attitude. But one of them stood up and said, there's God's healing someone here. You're a missionary. You have double pneumonia. And I thought, oh no, did someone find out? How'd they know? And they said it again, you have double pneumonia, take a deep breath. So I thought, I have nothing to lose. I'm so ill. And I was at the very, very back in the corner, holding on to the wall to stand up. And I took a deep breath, and I was totally, completely healed. Totally, completely healed. It was awesome. Then they said, you need to come to the front. And then I thought, oh no, more bad theology, because they said, if you don't come to the front, you'll lose your healing. And I'm thinking, wow, I don't even believe that. But God likes to get past a lot of things like that. And he sometimes will offend the mind to get to the heart. And that's what happened with me. He really did. I went forward and they prayed for me, and just as I thought, oh, they have big hands and they're big people and they're going to push me down. And I did fall down. I don't know if they pushed me or not, and I don't care, because I fell down and I saw multitudes, Sid. I saw people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation. I saw hundreds and hundreds of thousands, and it went on. It had no end, a sea of humanity. And I was crying out, and I'm sad to tell you this, but this is my journey. And so if my journey helps someone else to say yes, my initial response to that vision was no. I said, no, I don't want to see them. I'm tired. My husband and I are tired with 320 children. And he took a piece in this vision of his flesh from his side. Jesus, he did. His eyes are eyes of burning, fiery love. But he took a piece of his flesh and he just handed it to me. And he said, feed it to the children. I said, I can't. I'm thinking. I can't even speak. I'm sobbing. And in this vision, how can you feed flesh to a child? He said, feed it to the children. I died that there would always be enough. Holy. I reached out my hand and it turned into bread. It turned into bread. Then he handed me a cup. It wasn't jeweled. It wasn't gold. It was a poor man's cup. Water and blood flowed from the side of Yeshua. Really, it flowed from his side. And without speaking to me, he told me heart to heart, it's a cup of suffering and joy. Will you drink it? And I'm thinking, Lord, if you're offering it, your eyes are burning fire, your body's so bruised. Oh, if you're offering it, Lord, if you're offering it, Lord, I'll drink it. He had ripped the no out of me and I drank the cup. He said, give it to the children. And I'm thinking now, you're going too far, God. How do we give a cup of suffering and joy to a child? The joy part, that sounds wonderful, right. But the suffering. He showed me the suffering of humanity, that every single man, woman, and child who doesn't eat, who doesn't know Yeshua, who doesn't know beautiful Jesus, is dying of starvation. Just like the children that I picked up in the garbage year after year, just like the kids in the famine zones that are dying in my arms, they're dying of starvation if they don't know him. They're dying of lack of water if they don't drink of him. So I drank the cup and I passed it out. And he said to me a second time, I died that there would always be enough. Amen. Changed everything. Changed everything.
Kind of wanted to tell you about a blind woman, no pupils, just white in the eyes. And you know what her name was? No name. Be back in a minute.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
There are so many encounters that you have. We don't have even the time to talk about one that I would love to talk about. There were 36 demonized people in this unreached people group that had stones and they're ready to throw it at you. How in the world did you handle that? I wasn't going to ask you, but I have to.
Okay.
How'd you handle
that? We were in the midst of a people of another faith, and they weren't really happy we were there. We had this...
That's an understatement.
Really, they weren't. And we'd shown the Jesus film, and someone was trying to speak, and it was all total disaster. There were people throwing sand and kids running around beating each other, and the speaker was really discouraged, and my husband was really discouraged. discouraged. I said, do you want to share? And he said, absolutely not. And I mean, it's our first time in this region in northern Mozambique where we live now. We've been there 15 years. And it was the first congregation, first group of people we planted there. And there were probably 1,000 people out there. And I heard the Lord really say, have an altar call. And I said, what for? These people are not happy. They've got rocks and sand and they're really agitated. And it, in the natural, it was a bit frightening, to be really honest with you. But in the spirit realm, love takes away fear. So he said, call the demonized. And I'm thinking, they all have demons. That's really what I thought. They were very, very agitated. But I said, if you have night terrors, and I believe even some people watching the show, as I share this, they have night terrors, or they know they're covered in darkness. They just have fear, heart palpitations, night terrors. They see dark spirits. These kinds of people, I say, if you have demons and you know it, or you have night terrors and you know it, come to the front. And about 36 people came up, and they were, it was an ugliest thing you ever saw. Like, tongues were coming out and curling to their stomachs. Some of them were like snakes. And I'm thinking, now what? I had never done this before. I've been ministering since I was 16. I'd never seen anything that crazy or ugly, quite frankly. I mean, just the demonic power that overcame these people. And I said, what do I do? And he said, get rid of them. So I backed up and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be gone. And all of them at once, nobody touched them. They all fell out on this dirt with broken rocks. They just fell out in the spirit. They did. Yeah. And then we started interviewing them. And because I asked, how am I supposed, now what? And he said, interview them. I was asking, which way are we going to do this, Lord? I had no clue. Interview them. About in the middle, I asked each one, do you want to receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you want to receive the one who paid the price that you could be free, that you could be whole, that you could have salvation? And each one said yes, until I got to the middle. I spoke to this woman. She got up and she manifested demons again, started screaming. I said, back to the end of the line. I really did. She went back. She fell out again. No one had to touch her. And by the end, all of those people were set free. We have over 2,600 congregations among that people group.
Tell me about No Name.
Oh, that's one of my favorite stories, just because of how God changed my heart. On Monday mornings when I'm at home, which has been 2/3 of my life, and now it's moving to a half because of Israel. Mm-hmm. Monday's a very special day. I used to not like Mondays because we'd have staff meetings where people would complain. Now we have testimony meetings and everything changes. But I had all about 12 children sleep over at the house, and I'm getting up really early to make them breakfast. And then we have devotions. Then we have two services. This is Monday morning with thousands of children. And now I get to do what I love doing most, which is go out house to house, my sweet spot, just holding the poor, loving on the people, just walking house to house. And got to dedicate a house to my friend Tina, a little old mama that was living under a tree. And so she was really happy. I led a few people to the Lord next to a latrine. And I was walking down to my truck to get to a discipleship meeting. That sounds important. Some of the leaders are leading over 2,000 congregations. I think that's my important meeting. That's my assignment. I walk past this hut and I see a woman lying there, sitting there, leaning against the hut in the sun. Now, in my country, Mozambique, you don't do that. It's super hot. Nobody needs melanin out there. They're just not supposed to be in the sun. So I knew something was wrong. And I'm going to tell you my failure again before I tell you what he did. My failure was I looked at my watch. And I told the God, the living God, who is God, who told me to stop, spoke to my heart, stop. I, instead of just being immediately obedient, Sid, I looked at my watch. And then I heard the Lord say again, I told you to stop. And I felt so convicted. I felt broken by just my lack of sensitivity to Holy Spirit. And I just put my hand behind my back. And I went up to the lady just sitting there with wide eyes. And I took a hold of her hands. And I asked her a question in the local dialect. Nchina natipani. What is your name? Nchina natipani. She said, I have no name. I'm blind. I have no name. I asked her in another language that's also spoken there. Como se llama? What's your name? Another lady said, she has no name. She's blind. And before the Lord asked me to lead her into salvation, he said, give her a name. Give her a name. Utelia. I said, your name is Utelia. You exist with joy. I gave her a name, and she started laughing, her little teeth dangling. She only had about 3 teeth left. She's laughing. I said to the woman down there that nobody talked to this lady. She was so isolated. I said, call her by name. She said, Utelia. This lady burst out laughing. And she's blind. She's just blind. She's blind, but she's full of joy. I hold her in my arms, just holding her in my arms. And Jesus, the one who is worthy, Jesus, the one who is worthy. He just stopped there. He's in us, Sid. He lives inside of us. And it's only him. He's the healer. He's the healer. Jesus, who is Lord, took that lady's white eyes and in front of me turned them brown. He did.
You know,
he did.
Heidi, there are people watching us right now and they're saying, how come that doesn't happen with me? How come that doesn't happen at my congregation? Well, I've asked Heidi these questions. Heidi has told me what she does that is the joy of her life. And when we come back, I want her to tell us, because anything she can do, I tell you before God, you can do better. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Heidi and Roland Baker's 4-part audio CD teaching and interactive guidebook, Living from the Presence. This is a special offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9544. In this 4-part audio CD teaching, Living from the Presence, Heidi and Roland Baker take you on a powerful journey through 8 anointed interactive study sessions. They will guide you into the manifest presence of God and the glory, where you will encounter God face to face. Face and forever be marked by His transforming power. Through this one-of-a-kind teaching, learn the significant difference between living in the presence versus living from the presence of God. Receive an increase in your awareness of the Holy Spirit presence in a way you never thought possible before. Begin to experience the power of the Holy Spirit every day to help you overcome every obstacle and circumstance that the enemy uses to keep you from accessing every promise and blessing God wants to impart to you. Experience a release of the atmosphere of heaven into your spheres of influence. Walk every day in new levels of God's glory and witness increased manifestations of signs, wonders, and miracles flowing in your life. These sessions include these topics: understanding the foundation of experiencing His presence, making room for His presence to fill you and overflow from you to others, living moment by moment saturated in His presence, experiencing miracles, signs, and wonders in His presence. Heidi and Roland Baker's interactive guidebook, Living from the Presence, takes you on a 40-day journey to encounter God's glory and presence in a way you never thought possible before. The full immersion guidebook will take you through the 8 anointed audio CD teaching sessions with additional insights, interactive questions to help you understand the teaching, plus activities to help you go deeper into your journey into the reality of God's presence and glory in your everyday life. It includes activation exercises and 18 anointed Get in the Presence prayers. Don't miss out on getting Heidi and Roland Baker's 4-part audio CD teaching and interactive guidebook. book, Living from the Presence. This is a special offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9544. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9544 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Heidi, I want you to help the people that are watching, and me. I've been observing you since we've been talking for the last few hours before the show. Your prayer life is not 1 hour here or 1 hour there. Sometimes it is. But you look like you're praying all the time, are you?
Yes.
You pray in supernatural language, in tongues.
Yes.
When you go to sleep, do you pray in tongues?
Yes.
When you're sleeping, are you praying in tongues?
I sure believe I am.
So Paul, when he said, I pray in tongues more than any man, you can say, I pray in tongues more than any woman.
I don't know, but I sure okay. love Jesus.
You seem to be, and this is just observation, so in love with Jesus. Tell me about your love affair with Jesus.
I just know him. I know what he did for me when he gave his life for me. I know that I was a sinner and he set me free. And my only response to him, the more I know him, is to love him more because he first loved me. And Abba first loved me, and I only have one response.
Heidi, any born-again believer knows what you just said, but they segment God for Sunday mornings or Saturday mornings, and the rest is for them. How do you get from that, from where you are, if they're there? How do they get there?
The only way I can explain it is if you've ever fallen in love with another human being, if you've ever actually fallen in love with someone, would you not want to be with them all the time? Would you not want to be connected with them and in communication? Wouldn't you just want to be connected all the time? This is what is offered to us. God, our Daddy God, God, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit said, you can be one, you can be connected with me. He invites us in, and once you step in and you taste the glory of his love, the glory of his presence, you don't want to be anywhere else. You don't want to be separated from him. You don't want your mind thinking separate from him.
All right, what would a first step be for a believer that is there to get there?
I believe you get to know him, that everyone can get to know him first through his word. As you, and some of you say, well, we had this discussion, you work 9 to 5. Well, just get the audio version. It's like some people are worried about not being connected to the internet. How much more should we be concerned about not being connected to God? he's given us a direct line. I don't want to be cut off. And there is a code. The code is Jesus. The code is Jesus. He's the code that gets you into the connection with God, the Father, and Holy Spirit. As you yield yourself to Holy Spirit, you're in communication. So I would say, get the word, read the word, listen to the word, be in the word, allow the word to be in you, and yield yourself to Holy Spirit. You can be filled to the degree that you want to be filled. You can be filled to the degree that you are yielded to God. Like Jesus, he emptied himself out. He became nothing. Jesus, God, in the flesh, became nothing. And he was completely dependent on the Father, completely dependent on the Holy Spirit. And then he said, come follow me. Come follow me. How do we want to live a life in any other way? He's our joy and our delight. I love him more than...
You know, I believe that most believers didn't even know there was an option. They thought all they had to do was be a good person, say a little prayer with Billy Graham, and go to church on Sunday. And that was it. You know, I wrote a song as a young Jewish man that didn't know my left hand from my right hand. Oh, I was college educated and everything, but I meant spiritually. And the song was, there must be something more. If that's the cry of your heart, tell Jesus you're sorry for your sins. Believe his blood washed them away. And ask him to live inside of you and be your Lord. Would you pray that the same hunger you have, look into the camera, the same hunger you have, those that are watching, will supernaturally have that jump start?
Yes, yes, God. I just pray, Lord, that my little life would be like salt down their throat, God. Let it be like salt down their throat that they can see, Lord, through your word and through what it is to just be so in love with you that they have access. They have access that they can step into the secret place and they can walk face to face with a living God. I ask you, Jesus, to take them in right now. I ask you, God, take them in, take them through, take them in. Let them see that your blood really takes away their sin. Oh Lord, may they be covered in your love and your beauty and who you are, and may they never, ever, ever want to leave you for a moment. I pray, Jesus, my beautiful bridegroom, King and Savior, invade their lives right now. Holy Spirit, Shotorobose, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, my friend, Shotoro, Holy Spirit, fill them, fill them, fill them. Some of you need to just pull over if you're listening in your car. Some of you need to stop what you're doing. Just yield yourself. You might want to get low right now. Bow down, lift your hands and yield your heart to God. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me, fill me, fill me. I love you, Holy Spirit. I worship you, Father. I worship you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, invade my life. I want to be fully filled because you're worthy of it all.
I'm going to tell you something. There is so much Heidi has to offer. I'm going to turn Heidi loose. And I believe that you are going to be so filled with the Holy Spirit.
You know, let's just go in to his presence. I feel like if we could all just press in right now, just lift your hands and lift up your voice. Just lift up your voice. If you're at home, if you're in your car, if you're in the audience, if you're in the overflow, if you're in your bedroom, Kyrie, Kyrie. Oh, just lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. He's worthy. Jesus, 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 we want to be present with you. Abba, 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 we want to know you. We just come. We come in today. We come in today. Lord, into the secret place, Lord. We come into the secret place, even though we're together, Lord. Even though people can see, Lord, I ask for a holy hunger. A holy hunger. God, I ask for a holy, holy hunger, a holy thirst. Oh, God, oh, God, would you touch your people? Would you show them, Lord? Would you show them, Lord, the lost are really lost, that the thirsty, Lord, those those not drinking of you are dying of thirst, O God. I ask that you would put fresh bread in our hands, O God. That you would put fresh bread in our hands, O God. Oh, Jesus, you're the bread. Yeshua, you're the bread. Just a little longer, just a little longer. Oh, Shekaraba, if you only have a few moments. Oh, if you only have a few moments in a meeting, how do you want to spend your time? Oh, Rishe Torobo, we spend it, Lord. We spend it, Lord. Like the little woman, Lord, that just poured out the oil, poured out the perfume, Lord. Shekoro, you are worthy, O God. Sheda, Sheda, Sheda. You see, everything happens in the glory. Shokorobo, Shokorobo, Shokorobo. So we ask, let's just all, if you're watching, you're in the audience, you're here, just for a few more moments before we open our eyes, let's just press in. There's something we want to do right now. Show, we press in. We press into the place you said we could be. You said in John 15, we can do nothing without you. But with you, all things are possible. God, we want to be with you where you are. She robo she. And Lord, if you are who you say you are, and you are who you say you are, you're omnipotent, you're omnipresent, you're omnipotent. God, you're all that we need. Shoko robo she. So Lord, we ask now, Lord, holy, fill us with your glory. Now, Lord, fill us with your glory. The Lord's healing intestinal disorders right now in the glory. He's untwisting organs that are twisted. I see stomachs that are being untwisted right now. I see ulcers, open ulcers, and even where food's getting through your intestines. And I see the living God. I see the living God. I see Jesus just putting oil on you. And you're being healed right now. All manner of intestinal disorders. Shekarabase. I see fear leaving. The Lord says, perfect love cast out fear. Some woman has been beaten night after night. And the Lord shows me it's more than one. Night after night, you're terrified. You're terrified. You're woken up in the night. You're being beaten in the night. And I see the mighty hand of God just rising up, and he's saying, no more, no more, no more. And I see you, and the Lord's making a way of escape for you. He's making a way of escape for you, and he's taking you to a safe house, to a safe place. The Lord is on you and in you, and he's doing something glorious with you. Sheikh Rabase, Lord, just as in Mozambique, Lord, every week, God, whether it's a child or a minister, Lord, the deaf ears open. Lord, right now, Shokoraba, I thank you, Lord, for ears opening up, ears opening up, ears opening up in the name of Jesus. Ears are opening up right now. The power of God is touching ears. Wow, all over this, all over the airwaves, people are hearing. Take your hearing aids out. Shokorobo, move them away. Shekaraba, the Lord is literally healing. Jesus is healing deaf ears. Shokaraba, somebody has a twitch in the back of your right eye. It's being healed right now. And I hear the word shalom over you, the peace of God over you. Shekorobo say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to press in. Shakaraba. We can have as much of God as we want. We can have a deeper relationship with him. Shorabashe. Lord, we want to be closer. Lord, do not leave us like this. Do not leave us like this. Show your people what you did when you died on that cross. Show your people what you did when you rose from the dead. That we would have access. We would have access to this place of your glory and your presence, God. Show Karabashe. Show Karabashe. Show Karabashe. Show Karabashe. More Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit. See, Holy Spirit's my friend. Holy Spirit's my friend. Hey, and he's here. Do you know he's here? And he's here with everybody watching, and he's here with us. Show Rabba. But Holy Spirit wants you to understand his language. Have you ever learned a foreign language? Anybody? Anybody? If you've learned a foreign language, do you understand that you're going to make mistakes? Even if you study really, really, really hard, you're going to make mistakes. But if you really want to communicate, you're willing. You're willing to sound like a baby. You're willing to just press in and not exactly knowing where you're getting to. Do you understand? Holy Spirit actually has a language. Holy Spirit is a person. Holy Spirit is the one Jesus sent when he went to his Father. When he was lifted up into heaven. Holy Spirit wants to teach you a language. So this is a little story that I'm going to tell you all, those watching and those who are here, because I've learned this from learning languages. So one day I was given some keys. It was very, very early on in Mozambique. I had nowhere to sleep. I had nowhere to lay my head. I just knew that God had called us to go to that place and just find dying children. And this little woman, this little strange-looking woman with a bun and a flowered skirt and some tennis shoes, she came running up to me, and she just ran up to me, and she dropped some keys in my hand, and she said, "Would you please watch my house? If you don't watch my house, I don't know what I'm going to do." And I'm thinking, I don't know you. Why are you handing me keys? And I guess she thought I was in ministry because I was pale in a country where there were very few pale people. So somehow she decided I was in ministry. I don't even know how she knew. And I'd been there 3 days. I had nowhere to sleep. And this lady hands me keys. Well, keys are awesome. That sounds really, really great. Well, Jesus said, Holy Spirit will come upon you. Hallelujah. So he actually hands you keys. You have access to the Father. You have access to Jesus. You have access to give your life to Holy Spirit. You have keys. Father gave you keys. Jesus gave you keys. Holy Spirit wants to fill you up and give you the directions. Step by step, day to day, moment by moment, how you live your life in the secret place. How do you live a supernatural life now? That supernatural life is now. You have to learn his language. Holy Spirit has a language. So I didn't know what to do. Here's my natural story, fits with a spiritual story. I said, God, what do I do with the keys? It's super cool. She said, eat the food in my house or the rats will get it. Well, I was hungry. I didn't have any provision in the natural realm. And yet I had a call from God to go to this nation and later to the nations of the world. If you don't understand the language, you're unable to understand the place God is calling you to be, which is in his presence, night and day and day and night and night and day in the presence. So I found some kid, this little kid, I call them kids, at my age, I call anybody, you know, under 40 a kid. And I said, sweetheart, where do you happen to know that lady that had the keys that she handed me? And his name was Lazarus. I liked it. Lazarus. I said, okay. And he said, yeah, I think I know, but I actually don't know exactly, but I think I know. And I had a truck that was later called Lazarus. Because we had to resuscitate it, you know, resuscitar in Jesus' name every day. So we got in my old truck, and I'd just gotten in South Africa and driven it across the border. And people were very encouraged by my powerful life and said, "You're not going to last more than a week." I love encouragement. And so as I was in that place, we're driving around. There's a thing in certain countries called a roundabout. You don't have too many of them, but you have a few now, I think, in America. So we went around and about, around and about, around and about, around and about. And Lazarus would say, "I think it's over here." We go around and around. And then he'd say, "No, I think it's over here." And as we were going round and around, the fuel gauge is going down and down and down. Well, many believers on the planet are just going round and around and around. And they're getting tired and dizzy. And the fuel in their tank, the oil of intimacy, it's just draining down and down and down. You can have keys and you can have a vehicle, but unless you have oil and gas and water in that vehicle, you just have a rusty old thing. You have something that takes you nowhere. This word is true. We've been given the power to walk with God and live in His presence. This word is true. But we need to step into the presence of God and receive oil, the oil of His presence on a daily basis. So you can run a car for a long time and not put oil in it. And eventually what's going to happen is that car's going to stop running. It doesn't matter if it's still shiny on the outside. Doesn't matter how beautiful our buildings are, how awesome our sound system is, how perfect our equipment, how beautifully dressed we are. It doesn't matter. Without intimacy, without Holy Spirit, without a relationship, we literally are a shell with no power, no love. We're like a one-winged bird hopping around like a chicken with no head. Doesn't even know it's dead. God has called us to understand what it is to mount up on wings like eagles. Your one wing is love. Your one wing is power. Lifted up on the wings of the Spirit, the winds of the Spirit. So back to the roundabout. I'm going round and around and around. And Lazarus finally said, "I really think it's over here. There's fuel is almost at empty. I am exhausted. I am already thinking, I must not have heard God. This place, you know, people were being shot at. There were burned up cars. There were piles of children dying in the streets. I'm thinking, God, I know I need you, but you're making it very, very clear. And I don't think, Lord, I think maybe I didn't hear you. I think maybe I didn't hear you." Sometimes believers, as they're going through challenges in life, challenges in their physical body, challenges in their relationships, they're ready to give up. But if you just go into this secret place and you go into the Word, you would get filled up, fresh oil. You're called to have oil, the oil of intimacy, face to face with Jesus. You can go in every day. He paid so that you could go in and you could spend time with the Father. So I'm going round and around. Finally, Lazarus said, "Just stop here, Mama. I think it's here." And I spoke about 7 words of Portuguese and he spoke about 10 words of English, maybe on a good moment. We could not communicate even with words. We were just like both of us, like babies. And he said, "Maybe I think it's here." And we started walking up these dark stairs. And I had those keys in my hand, those keys that little mama had given me, not knowing what she was doing or really why she was doing it. She gave me the keys. Finally, I put them in the door. And those keys that I had, finally we made it to the door. I opened the door and I walked in. I just started bawling. I just started weeping because I saw there was actually a bed that I could sleep on. There was actually food in the cupboard. But this is the thing. I feel Holy Spirit on me right now really strongly. Some of you are worried about your appetite. You hear hunger for God. You hear desperation. You want to get hungry, but you're just not hungry. And you're saying, I want to get hungry, but I'm not hungry. I want to get hungry, but I don't know how. Well, I was so tired that I had lost my appetite. So what happened is I laid down and I fell asleep. I rested. We're called to rest in the arms of our loving Father. You can't strive your way into intimacy. You've got to rest in the arms of your loving Father. It's Him who takes you in. It's Him who holds you. It's Him who fills you with Holy Spirit. He fills you. So I went in. When I woke up in the morning, I had an appetite. I had an appetite. Holy Spirit wants to teach you His language. He wants to teach you His language. He wants to fill you with oil. Let's just ask Him right now. Let's just ask Him. Just lift your hands. If you're watching on camera, this is really so simple. Shorabase, He said in the Word, oh, He said, I will send you another counselor. Holy Spirit, He will be with you. He will be with you. Shorabase. So just yield right now and invite Holy Spirit to fill you afresh. Shorabase. Some of you, just invite Him right now. Just invite Him. Holy Spirit, I just pray You would touch these people. Shotorobose. Holy Spirit, just come. Shorabase. Some of you will just feel weeping coming over you. Sholabase. Some of you will feel joy. Oh, Shakaraba. But you will feel He comes. When He comes in a way that is absolutely more than you could imagine. A way, a beautiful, powerful way. Oh, He comes at times like a gentle wind. Holy, He comes at times like a mighty wind. Oh, Rabashe Kotoro. But He wants you to learn His language. What is He saying? How do you get there? How is He asking you to go in? Sho Rabashe Kataya. Oh, now we're just going to all begin just to begin to worship Him again, afresh in the Spirit. Everybody watching, everybody listening, open your mouth and just begin to give Him praise, to give Him praise. Oh, more than you understand in English or Chinese or Spanish or German or Hebrew or Farsi. Just begin to worship. He is worthy. He died so that you could be intimate. You're no longer an orphan. Now just lift your voice out and start to sing a song that comes from the depth of your being, that He is worthy. Here we go. Let's go in. Come on, let's go in. Yeah, Shotara. He said, I opened the door for you, but you have a choice whether you go in. Yay! Here we go. Low and slow. Oh, low and slow. Kidia. Kidia. Oh, some of you are afraid to make a sound. Do you know how much Daddy God loves to hear your sound? You say, well, I sound like a frog. I sound like a sick bird. The Lord loves to hear your sound. Yield your heart to God. Yield your spirit to God. Yield your heart to God. And begin to just press in for the presence. Oh, you can have more of God. You can have more of God. Just worship Him. Now. No more English. No more language that you know. Oh, just a little longer. Shekaye. Just begin to worship. You don't have enough words in your language to give glory to the one who gave himself for you. Oh, he emptied himself out and became nothing. Will you empty yourself out and be filled with Holy Spirit today? Shorabase, just a little longer, just a little longer. Kiria. 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 More, 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 more. Some of you in your homes listening, you need to just bow down. I know one thing, the river of God that flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb, it flows to the low places. Some of you all just need to get low right now. Get out of your own thing, your own time schedule, your own thing, and just get low, just get low, just get low, get low. For the river of God flows to the low places, and allow Holy Spirit to fill you afresh. Oh, Rabashe, and get thirsty again. Oh, Rabashe, get thirsty again, get thirsty again. Oh, Rabashe, and before they come, I'm going to ask you to do something else that I learned. If you're listening with a friend, you're in a place where there's another person, I want everybody in this area here just to put your hand on another shoulder, shokorobose, and begin to pray, come Holy Spirit. You see, we can do nothing without Jesus. We know this, but we can also do nothing without his body. And I want you to pray like you want to be prayed for. You pray, Holy Spirit, fill him up. Holy Spirit, fill him up a fresh oil. And oh, that we would live in the secret place. Shekaraba, that we would live in his embrace. Oh, Shekaraba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now pray believing. He said, I will fill you. Pray believing. 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 The hungry always get fed. Shake or shake. Oh, and if you can't get hungry, just stop eating for a while. Just stop eating for a while. Fast before the Lord. You'll get hungry for what is real bread, for what is real drink. Jesus, 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 Jesus. You are worthy, 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 Jesus. The Lord's giving someone new lungs, new lungs, new lungs. The Lord's giving someone new lungs, new lungs, new lungs. Shekaraba, shekaraba. Thank you for new lungs, Lord. Shokorobo.
Many believers have never experienced the tangible presence and the glory of God, but Heidi Baker operates in the presence of God literally 24/7. For the last 20 years, Heidi has witnessed supernatural healing of diseases, the blind seeing, the crippled walking, creative miracles, and even the dead raised back to life. Now she wants to mentor you on how you too can experience new levels of God's glory.
The presence of God transforms the way you live life. It's about intimacy.
Call now and get Heidi and Roland Baker's four-part audio CD teaching and interactive guidebook, Living from the Presence. This is a special offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9544. In this four-part audio CD teaching, Living from the Presence, Heidi and Roland Baker take you on a powerful journey through 8 anointed interactive study sessions. They will guide you into the manifest presence of God and the glory, where you will encounter God face to face and forever be marked by his transforming power. Through this one-of-a-kind teaching, you will learn the significant difference between living in the presence versus living from the presence of God. Receive an increase in your awareness of the Holy Spirit presence in a way you never thought possible before. Begin to experience the power of the Holy Spirit every day to help you overcome every obstacle and circumstance that the enemy uses to keep you from accessing every promise and blessing God wants to impart to you. Experience a release of the atmosphere of heaven into your spheres of influence. Walk every day in new levels of God's glory and witness increased manifestations of signs, wonders, and miracles flowing in your life. These sessions include these topics: understanding the foundation of experiencing His presence, making room for His presence to fill you and overflow from you to others, living moment by moment saturated in His presence, experiencing miracles, signs, and wonders in His presence. Heidi and Roland Baker's interactive guidebook, Living from the Presence, takes you on a 40-day journey to encounter God's glory and presence in a way you never thought possible before. The full immersion guidebook will take you through the 8 anointed audio CD teaching sessions with additional insights, interactive questions to help you understand the teaching, plus activities to help you go deeper into your journey into the reality of God's presence and glory in your everyday life. It includes activation exercises and 18 anointed Get in the Presence prayers that will help you experience your breakthrough, your healing, your miracle.
How would you like living in the presence, in the glory of God 24/7? When you sit down on this interactive manual and the 4 CD set, Heidi will be personally mentoring you. And Heidi, you'll be the first to say, anything she can do, you can do better.
Don't miss out on getting Heidi and Roland Baker's 4-part audio CD teaching and interactive guidebook, Living from the Presence. This is a special offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9544. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9544 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today. Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.